Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. The Messages of Inspirational Stories is proudly brought to you today by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com and also our good friend, Mr. Bill Heinrich, The 7 Levels of Truth. This book here took 30 years in the making. It's a wonderful book. I personally know Bill, and he's a great friend of ours, and I also endorse this book. Also, too, on Amazon, we have Your Health Turnaround Story. I just got done bumping something here. Your Health Turnaround Story. I have a chapter in this book about lessons from the heart, which covers the heart condition that I had. And I'm joined today by Mr. Emerson Brantley. I mean to tell you, it's just so wonderful to have you here, Emerson. Good to see you.
I guess Web3 Direct is also sponsoring today, huh?
Hey, you bet. Let's give a shout out to Web3 Direct. In fact, let me tell you,
hey,
Emerson, please share a little bit about Web3 Direct, and let me get here and get your website up. And there we go.
The stage is yours.
There you go. Tell us about Web3 Direct, my man.
Well, Web3 Direct is the company that I started in 97, and we do massive marketing improvements for companies. We do the copywriting, we do the strategy, and we work with you and your people so that we can mentor them and they can know how to campaigns at this point. Mm-hmm. You lost me there for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I don't either.
Yeah.
We went blank.
We were just rolling. Huh? Yeah. Maybe it's Monday. How about that?
I have been too much new work. I think probably just describing it to the program.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, why don't you go ahead
Jim,
and
you
sign
went through
back
some of the
out.
Training that I did with another group. You went through some
oh,
of the
yeah.
training
oh, yeah.
that I did with
yeah,
another
Yeah, sure did.
Groups.
Yeah.
So
your audio is freezing some. And let's try, if you'll make an exit and then come back in, we'll try it again and I'll just continue on. I don't know why, but it started freezing on us. Maybe you need to put a quarter in that thing.
Let's change that.
Okay. All right. And while he's working on that, we're going to be talking today in the world of business. One of the things that's very important for businesses and for everyone to get involved with, and that is nonprofits. I've been involved with nonprofits for starting back in the 70s, I guess. No, the 80s. It was the 80s. And my first involvement in working with a nonprofit, I worked with a volunteer fire department, and I served on the board of the volunteer fire department. I'm sorry? You want to do a voice test right quick? I got a fly in here, believe it or not. So if you see it buzzing around, it's not a pet, it's a fly. Can you say, do you hear me, Emerson? Evidently.
They're still running.
Okay. Evidently, we got a, you got a internet connection there. So.
Okay. Were you getting the stream?
No, you're freezing and your audio is freezing. So go ahead and let me, have you go ahead and leave the studio and then come back in and maybe that will solve the problem. Okay. Hopefully Emerson can get that squared away and get back with us real soon because it's really tough when you're trying to, listen to a show and the audio is bad because the video, you can kind of like, okay, I can look the other way or think about something, but if the audio is bad, oh, it's just a bunch of noise. So we want to apologize for that. But when it comes to working with nonprofits, That should be the focal point of every single person and every single business. One of the main reasons for that is that you will be able to give back to your community. And that always comes back to you. Because look at all the business people that you know in your community, how they belong to civic clubs and the things that they do there and how they do things there. My goodness. The reason they do is not because they wanting to do business. They really don't, because really what they want to do is that they want to give back. And by doing that, they're showing how grateful they are for what the community has done for them. And that is the same principle we should have in our hearts. We should be grateful for our family, our friends, our community, our lives. We should be able to give back in gratefulness. And when you do, it just comes back to you multiplied. And not from the people that you're blessing. It's going to come from another source. It's a bigger and more powerful source. And let me, okay, let me do this one here. I'm doing some work here. Let's see, behind the scenes. And let's see here. And Emerson, do you have your camera on? Nope, he's still trying to come in. So we're going to let him keep working on that. He's got his ratchet going and all that, and he's trying to get in there. And we're very, you know, Emerson is quite an individual. While he's not here, I can talk about him a little bit. Excuse me. I first met Emerson. And I want to share with you what he has done a little bit. He's going to really fill it in too. I first met Emerson at Speaking Empire, and he was teaching brand response. And Emerson is, when it comes to marketing and it comes to communicating, Emerson is a guru in that. He really, if you go to his website, web3direct.com, let me put his website up again so you can have a record of it there. You can see what this man has done. He guarantees his results. My goodness. How many people that you go to web3direct.com right there, you see on the marquee, how many people you know that you would do business with that would guarantee your results? If you're not happy, give you your money back. That's one of those deals where I wish we could all take advantage of deals like that, because it's a huge safety net. And that goes right into, let me lead into this here, because this is something that Emerson talks about. And we're going to get back into nonprofits here. I'm waiting for him to come on board. But when it comes to what Emerson believes in, when it comes to giving a guarantee, it pays you to give a guarantee to a customer. You know, that's why a lot of businesses, you know, they got the on their website, they got that SSL security thing. Excuse me. And also, they have a 100% no hassle money back guarantee. And that gives you confidence when you buy from them. And you want to make sure, if you're in business and you're offering a product or service, sure, there's going to be a few people that will take your coaching course or buy your product. They will use it and then they will complain and want their money back. Go ahead and give them their money back. I know that there's people out there who disagree with that, but let me tell you this. Those people that treat you that way, they will cheat themselves out of the true riches of life because they do not invest in life. Life is an investment. Any relationship worth having isn't worth in you investing your time with that individual, family, friend, whatever. But when it comes to investing in yourself, when you invest in yourself for the right reason, you're going to reap some rewards in life. But if you're lying, and that's what that is, if they take your course and they say, well, I didn't get anything out of it, you give them their money back, they lied. Or if you sell them a product and they use it, And I said, oh, I didn't get anything out of this. Okay, I'll give you money back. They complained, you get the money back, you know. They lied. Liars don't get ahead in this world. That's my point. And let's see if Emerson is back here. Here he is. Testing 1, 2. How you doing now, brother?
I'm doing okay, man. I just had to completely switch off. Ain't technology grand.
Yeah. Well, see, when you switch off and you put quarters in first and you fire it up, it works beautiful. I was talking about you, Web3 Direct there, and how you were, you believe in, I was going into about make sure you give a money back guarantee to people. And oh, yeah. because those people that, and this is my opinion, Emerson, you may want to add something to it or whatever. But I really believe people that there are going to be a small amount of people who will take your course, your counseling course. They may buy your product. Then they might say, well, I didn't get anything out of my money back. Give it to them, because there's just people like that on planet Earth. But they're the ones that always lose because they cheat themselves out of the true riches. As long as you're investing your, as long as you invest in yourself and you walk tall, you're going to reap the rewards. And, you know, just let the little stuff fall by the wayside, just like leaves in the fall falling away from the tree. The tree's still there.
Well, yeah, I was told when I was starting out my business that, you know, you can't guarantee the marketing work. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was kind of ridiculous. You know, people guarantee everything. Now, there's certain aspects to it that you can't guarantee, but you can certainly put your name and your word together. Mm-hmm. Let me give a better example. One of the companies, because I've worked with well over 1,200 companies over the years in 34 countries. And one in particular was a telecommunications company in Great Britain. And they couldn't legally do a guarantee of their services. Mm-hmm. Which sounds kind of ridiculous, but but we were able to do a promise. So the name of the company was Quantum. So it was the Quantum Promise, the promise of how our services will be done. Mm. So anything that you have, this is something a lot of people don't understand, Jim. Anything that you have and anything that you do, when you guarantee it, you don't increase your liability, you reduce your liability.
That's correct. I want you to expand on that a little bit, because the narrow-minded people would think, well, you know, we're increasing our liability here, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Let's take a physical product, because it's the easiest to understand. It's true in everything, every kind of guarantee that we're talking about. If you buy a stove, there's an implied warranty that the burners are all going to work, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So if a burner doesn't work, it's not about whether or not there was a warranty on it. You bought it assuming everything was going to work. So that's called an implied warranty. The minute that you put a guarantee on it or a written warranty on it, what you just did was reduce your liability of what people are able to say, hey, you owe me money, or you owe a replacement or whatever. Now, in terms of the way that it feels, though, and I'm going to ask all the viewers, you know, this question. Do you feel better if you have a written warranty with something and not just, oh, yeah, we'll take care of you. Don't, just give us a call. So, you know, the value of it is that it is something that reduces your liability, but at the same time increases people's trust.
Yeah, your credibility.
Your credibility. Yeah. And here's the thing, and I tell everybody this. I mean, all of this is under the assumption that you're honest and that you want to build a business that is actually doing some good, and you're not, you know, a scammer or somebody trying to take advantage of everybody. Mm-hmm. So my assumption is all of the people who would be viewing this program are in that first camp.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And Emerson at Web3 Direct, we're going to make this a Web3 Direct show, because I think that's very, very appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Web3Direct.com. And I'm very serious about that, because Emerson has given so much to be a part of this show. And we want to give back, because please go to Web3Direct.com And if you scroll down, you'll see guaranteed results up to $25,000 performance guarantee. And that's very, very impressive. It really is, because that is who Emerson is. And that is the type of image and credibility you want to build in your business. And then when you give back to nonprofit organizations, mm-hmm. and you work with nonprofits, people like to see that when they go to your website, that not only are you a professional individual, but you're also a caring individual and you want to give back. Mm-hmm. So be sure and align yourself. Make sure you get the proper, you know, permission and all. Be sure and align yourself with the nonprofits that you believe in. It may be, you know, children with cancer. It may be with, you know, animal shelters. It may be feeding the, you know, the homeless, the feeding the poor. But Emerson has done a lot over the years with nonprofits. And one of them comes to mind is with the VFW. I'm a lifetime member of the VFW, and I'm going to let you take the ball and roll with that.
Well, a number of years ago, I was actually working with another nonprofit called American Forest. They are the oldest nonprofit citizens conservation group in the mm-hmm. country. They go back to, I think, if memory serves me, 1875. Not me trying to remember back to 1875, but I think they were in the very first round of nonprofits in the entire country. So one of the things that it took a number of months to put this together, but we got Walmart to be a backer. And we got, they had a historic tree nursery, American Forest did. So the historic tree nursery had trees from different homes, including in this particular case, Eisenhower's home. And we got the Veterans of Foreign Wars out of Kansas City nationally on board. And I signed up, I believe, just under 2,600 posts personally. And here is how it worked. So this is a major, I'm giving a picture here, Jim, for everybody. Mm-hmm. This is a major, takes months to plan, kind of a, this hopefully will take your mind out of having a barrel in the waiting area. And if you bring in beans on Thursdays, you get 10% off kind of, we've all seen those, right? Mm-hmm. So this is in the mindset that I want you to get into is how can we make a difference in as many ways possible? Mm-hmm. So the end result of it was Walmart got enough trees. They were able to give every post around every store one of these historic trees. And we mm-hmm. created an entire program. We sent them the scripts. We sent them how to sit people and how to send press releases out to local media and to have a tree planting at each post in the country. Mm-hmm. Well, we generated over 3,000 media events for American Forest, and American Forest costs basically were covered for the trees. And Walmart ended up getting massive publicity and had people coming from the veterans into their stores, thanking them because they were supporting the VFW. And so the idea is, instead of just a nonprofit, hey, I'm going to, I'll give you a check this year or whatever. Mm-hmm. Are having some disconnected kind of thing that you do, buy into it, be part of it, show mm-hmm. it, talk about it, recognize it. And you can't do every nonprofit in the world. Mm-mm. Pick one that matters to you, because people don't care how much you know until mm-hmm. they know how much you care.
Oh, wow.
I'll say that again. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you begin aligning yourself that way, it has massive payback. But don't do it just for the payback. The payback will come. The payback will come. It's not that. But do it because you believe it. Mm. I'm going to give you one other example I was not involved in. Subaru made a decision a number of years back. And many of the viewers know that I'm on the board of directors of the U.S. Green Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. But the Subaru made a decision to have zero waste at all of their facilities. And they worked and they spent several years and they made that happen. They have zero waste at all of their facilities, all of their plants. So then they looked beyond themselves, and that's a key concept, Jim. Mm-hmm. Look beyond yourself. Look beyond your business and your bottom line and you. Mm-hmm. Look beyond that. So they looked around and they said, you know, the national parks have a major problem. They're understaffed. They're constantly under the budget acts. They have millions of people who go every year and leave their plastic bottles and cigarette packs and, you know, fast food bag. And they don't have the ability to handle it. And it's destroying the national parks.
Mm.
It's destroying it. And so Subaru said, okay, that's what we're going to take on. We're going to help the National Park Service have zero waste.
Mm.
Now, what has that done for Subaru? Massive publicity, massive attention, massive number of people who appreciate it. They appreciate the fact that Subaru is engaged like that in making it a better place for them and for their kids and grandkids. So when we start thinking bigger than our own bottom line, or bigger than our own wants, and we start looking beyond that into how can we create a win-win-win-win-win program? And I'm a big believer, Jim, and you are too, I know. What goes around comes around. It ends up coming right back around to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
It does it even bigger and better if that's not your purpose in starting it out. Mm-hmm. If you have a exactly. purpose that's bigger than that, it will come back around to you. And every business can do things like that. You'll notice, you mentioned my site, web3direct.com. People will notice, you'll notice if you go there, many, many of the pictures, you'll see the pink ribbon on my lapel. Mm. Well, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I've been surrounded by powerful women my whole life. And you know what? My mother, my own mother, had breast cancer.
Mm.
So, I had a sister who recently she didn't have to have a mastectomy like my mother did, but mm-hmm. you know, they've come a long way with everything that they do now. But
right.
the thing about it is that matters.
Yes,
it matters to me personally,
mm-hmm.
and so it's something that I incorporate into everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, men, you can get breast cancer too, just so you know it.
Yes, you can. Yes,
it's a lot harder to detect too.
Yeah, that's correct. I knew a gentleman one time had breast cancer, and
me too.
And he says it. He said it really shocked me. He says I thought only women got that.
Yeah,
and it's an eye opener. And I went and looked at the website there. Emerson, as you read there on the ticker tape, he's a board member with the U.S. Green Chamber of Commerce. If you go to usgreenchamber.com. About and look up the board members, you'll see Mr. Emerson Brantley there. And the thing that you really said there about Subaru just really strikes a note with me, because I know there's a lot of people out there in TV land that will purposely go do business either with a physical location or a virtual location because they like what that person does in giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because they know it by supporting that business, they're also indirectly helping to contribute to that. And that's a wonderful thing, because the more you give, the more you're going to receive in life. And ladies and gentlemen, one thing that I've learned in life, you cannot outgive the master giver.
Can't outgive a giver. That was one of my mother's favorite sayings.
Yeah. It's kind of like trying to give away sunlight. You can't give away all the sunlight, but you can be a light in a lot of people's lives. You really can. And I just do you remember when Subaru started that program there with the National? because I'd like to get them on the TV show here, someone from that organization.
That would be good, you know. I think it's probably 10 or 15 years ago, though. And they, you know, they've gotten in the last 5 years massive publicity. I tell you what, when it really took off for them in terms of the ROI, the return for them, Ken Burns, who does all those great documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Like he did the Civil War and he did country music. He did one on the national parks, America's Best Idea, I think it was called. And they were rolling full steam with that right at that moment. And so every single one of those shows, they sponsored those shows and they shared. It was being sponsored and supported by Subaru. And that they were dedicated to helping the National Park Service have zero waste. So they had massive amounts of goodwill and publicity. And you know, any national park that you go into, you'll find Subaru on one of the placards there, or one of the signs commenting on keeping the park clean for everybody, including future generations.
Yeah.
And their part in it.
Yeah. I'd love to interview them on TV for the fact that, you know, find out how the story came from an idea to, you know, getting into reality and what was the catalyst there it started.
And well, people in business know, I mean, everybody has home. My assumption is here, everybody watching has some type of home garbage pickup service. I started to say delivery. We get that every day too.
Oh yeah. Comes in on your
lots of
too.
Different sources. but we all, you know, having garbage pickup service, you pay a bill every month. Some amount is added in for water and sewer and garbage and things like that into your taxes. Businesses pay a separate unique charge to have those big dumpsters picked up and hauled away to the dump or wherever they take them. And they're charging by the pound. So if you can imagine the millions upon millions of pounds of trash that the Park Service was having to cover, to pay for, to haul away. And who pays for all of that, Jim?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We do.
Yeah, that comes right back to us. Do. Yeah.
And it's just and people are, it really is sad. People will throw things out of their window. It gets me sometimes. I saw a lady take a ball up of a diaper one time as they were just before they pulled out of a parking lot and kind of throw it under the car like nobody would see. It's like, why can't you take it? Don't go throw it in the garbage yourself. Take care of that yourself.
Yeah, that's just total disrespect. I live out here in the country, ladies and gentlemen, and I have 8.5 acres, and I forget how many hundreds of feet of, you know, road frontage I've got. But I mean, my front yard, I can actually be a driving range, for a little, you know, for golf balls. I can. I've done it before.
But that's instead, you're driving range for fast food cups and bags.
Oh, that gets me. They throw out cigarette packs. They throw out beer cans. Yeah. They throw out cups. Now I realize that would just to be so lazy, so disrespectful. They don't realize that they're disrespecting themselves.
Yeah.
They're robbing themselves of dignity.
Yeah.
Because they know in the back of their mind, that's not right. I mean, it's not like I got a bunch of weeds up here. I keep it mowed. It looks like a manicured yard. That's exactly what it is. When you cut the grass an inch high, you know, well, and I got to go up there and pick up the trash, you know.
It brings home the point, though, that there's a need, and there are nonprofits, and there are groups out there that are dedicated to filling different needs in the community. And as a small business owner, and if you know a small business owner, maybe you don't own one, maybe you work in a business. And in small business, I'm just you might be in a multinational corporation. I mean, Subaru certainly isn't a small business, but right. I'm talking really more to people who have or who are connected with smaller business, because mm-hmm. a lot of times we get what's the old saying? Penny wise, pound foolish,
Penny wise, pound foolish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we trip over dollars to pick up dimes? When these are the things that will massively make you different and unique, and there will be people who will want to do business with you.
Yeah.
And you might even be a little bit more expensive than someone else, but they'll do business mm-hmm. with you mm-hmm. because they feel like they're doing more than just you care about more than just that credit card, just their yeah. purchase, just getting mm-hmm. that money.
Exactly. And,
there's no way to put a measuring stick on that.
Oh yeah. I've known businesses that would put on blood drives, you know, mm-hmm. out in their parking lot, you know, the, mm-hmm. the truck would come up there and they would advertise the importance of giving back blood drives. And goodness, that really brought in a lot of people. And while people were waiting, you know, or you get in line, or, you know, because it sometimes be a waiting list there, they just wander into the store, mm-hmm. you know, and there wouldn't be any reason for them to be there at that point in time, except they came to give blood. And giving blood, I got to give a shout out to that, because in the military during my career, I got a pin that says I gave over 3 gallons of blood, donated over, you know, a long period of time, obviously.
That's a lot of blood.
I did not appreciate that. I really didn't. I mean, we go in there and we just, you know, do it, the clown around, you know, and have a good time. And we, you know, one of my buddies did not like needles. And I remember one time, I'm going to share this quick story with you. One of my buddies says, he'd take a real nurse to hurt him. He said, would you shut up? And my other buddy says, that ain't what he said. I said, what did he say? He said, a real nurse would take it out of his jugular vein. Well, the nurse knew us. I mean, all the nurses there knew us. We came in every other month, and she swiped the side of his neck, and he sat up straight. White as a sheet. He wasn't going to go down that street. But when it come home was when I was in the hospital. I had a peptic ulcer, and I had to receive 5 units of blood. Mm-hmm. And when you see that red line running across your chest, flowing into your arm, giving you the life-saving blood that you need, I mean, when your hemoglobin's at 6, you're not going to feel like running a marathon. But I thought about the people who gave, and I said a special prayer for them. I mm-hmm. didn't know who they were, but I knew the senior in the sky knew who they were. Yeah. And just this thank you for this gift of life. I didn't know if they were male, female, black, or white. It didn't make any difference. That was a person that chose to give part of their life-saving blood, to donate it so that I, in my hour of need, could benefit from it. That's all.
And what small business wouldn't be able to say, you know what? We so support the blood bank.
Yes.
Every single person this month mm-hmm. or every month, whatever,
yeah,
who gives at the blood bank.
Donates blood. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will reward you with whatever, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. with a discount, with a special yeah. bonus, mm-hmm. with an invitation to a special thank you mm-hmm. appreciation party. All the different things that you can do are everyone who does this, mm-hmm. we will match this. You see that a lot of times
yeah.
too, where there's
yeah.
matching. Something is matching funds. So if a company mm-hmm. is a larger company, you know, mm-hmm. you know, for the yeah. You know, for the first 100 people who come in, we'll match
oh,
it
yeah.
with another 100 quarts from our company.
Oh yeah, and coordinate that with the people who are collecting the blood. Just say, hey, everybody comes in and gives blood. Give them this little, you know. Of course, again, they got the Q scans and all that stuff, but just give them something. Hey, now, because you donated blood, these folks here are wanting to be able to mm-hmm. thank you. And see, they're going to spread the word for you. It won't cost a dime, would it, Emerson?
No, that's the That's the what goes around comes around side of it. You know,
It's
too often we think of nonprofits as just someone else in line with their handout. Who's trying, you know, and small businesses especially, they have everybody and their brother calling on them trying to get something. And so it's easy to become cynical about things like that. But the thing is, it is true, Jim, what goes around comes around. It does come back around.
Yes.
And when you are doing this kind, look, we're kind of talking about marketing in a different way. Mm-hmm. In marketing and branding, okay, should be an integral part of everything that you are, not just something that you do as a campaign. You know, we're going to have a sale on, you know, the third Thursday of the month or something, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not just some thing that you do to drive in lots of traffic and get lots of people. You will. It's not about, those things aren't important for a business. Business has to have a bottom line. But
sure,
you rate everything in your business based on that only. It's sort of like somebody who's, you know, it's been years since either one of us was, in the dating area, except with one particular person in our lives, you know. But it's sort of like in the dating side, if somebody is just out there looking for the gold diggers, they would call them. You know, they're just looking for that person where they can get it and get a bunch of money in the process. Yeah, nobody wants that person, and nobody wants that business. And when you as a consumer feel that way, that all they want, you know, they'll tell you anything just to get that credit card, you know.
Oh,
do you want to do business with them? No. Do you need to have somebody that's significantly cheaper to walk away from that? No. In many cases, I'd be more than willing to pay more to have somebody who actually was looking at my best interest and my family's best interest more so than whether or not they made that sale.
Marketing
is all about this.
Yes. Because when you give respect and you demonstrate that you're respecting others and you care about other people, that's what attracts people to you as having a pleasing personality, a person they want to be associated with. Mm-hmm. I've never known anyone that wants to be associated with a guy. Well, today the price is $14.95, and you got to buy today because if not, it's going to go up over $3,000 tomorrow. You know, I mean, it's, you know, that pressure cooker. That has never worked on me. It really hasn't. It kind of rubs me the wrong way right out of the gate. And like
a lot of the things that I'm sharing are things that I learned over many, many years.
Oh, I know.
I used to do marketing campaigns exactly like that, you know, infomercials and TV and radio and newspaper and email and Facebook and you name it. You know, the old, you know, so you don't forget, order before midnight tonight, you know, kind of thing. and I was very successful at doing all that. But over a period of time, I learned through firsthand experience in doing things that the longer term value add
didn't
come with that.
No.
It didn't necessarily mean that the short-term value that the business that your business got, you know, maybe it wasn't quite as much.
Right.
But the longer-term value. Look. Some of you people who are watching who have business know it's many times less expensive for you to find a current client or customer and have something else that you are able to sell to them, give to them, provide for them. Mm. They are already in your camp.
Yes.
And it is much less expensive than trying to do some new campaign to try to get a lot of new people in the door who have never known you. You got to go through all of that process. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be bringing in new people, new leads. Mm-hmm. Your lead flow is important. But it means that your lead flow and the new ones coming in, they are at the very best no more important than the people who have been with you already.
Oh, yeah.
And then actually, I would say they're less important because they haven't proven themselves yet to have that longevity with you.
And think about how people will be so much more eager to refer your business, refer you to people. I mean, that is just a tremendous blessing because that means that you've earned their trust. The know, like, and trust, that's a prerequisite for a long-term marketing relationship. And that's what you want. And a lot of businesses, when I say a lot of businesses, let me back that up. A few businesses I know, they love being able to send either a physical or a virtual birthday card.
Oh, yeah.
To their customers. And I mean, it's just a simple little thing like it. You want to wish you a happy birthday, you know, and you could, you know, it's just, it could be done automatically.
Nowadays it's really easy. I mean, back in the day, I used to keep a little card file.
Oh, yeah.
January through December and 1 to 31. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the day that it was a birthday or the day it was an anniversary, the day that was the day that they made it their last purchase.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd file it and I'd write up a little note card and send it. Yeah. And now you have companies that you can pretty much automate a lot of that.
Oh, you know, yeah.
You can still do things that have the personal touch. And make the people feel like, even though it's, you know, how many times, Jim, have you seen, I'll use a beauty salon example here. How many times have you seen a sign out in front of a place, you know, special, this week only, 50% off. And then underneath it says new customers only.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, worried there for a moment. I thought you were going to ask me, when was the last time I've been in the beauty salon? That'd be a real short conversation.
But well, Jim, you look so good. I figured you just went this morning. I mean, doesn't. The thing is, and it can be a restaurant. It can be a car dealership or new tire place. Only, whatever.
Yeah.
New customers only. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that make? And they're saying, well, man, we've already got the customers. We need to get new customers. And it's like, how do you think that, how does it feel? And I would suggest every time, for our viewers, every time you want to say, what do you think about that? Or I want to suggest you just change that a little bit and say, how does that feel to you?
Mm.
Because it really doesn't matter what you think at the end of the day. What matters is, how does it feel?
Oh, yeah.
And it's a truth. This is an absolute truth. You can write this down. You won't do anything unless you feel it's right.
Mm.
It's the right thing to do.
Amen.
I mean, if somebody holds a gun to your head, you might, but I mean, hopefully that's something that, will never happen. It's not going to happen. When you're in a dress shop trying to buy a dress, it's not going to happen when you're, at a vegetable market or at a shoe store or ordering something online or you're not going to make that decision unless it feels it's the right, you feel it's the right decision.
Oh yeah.
You just won't.
Well, one thing that popped into my mind when you talked about that 50% off new customers, tweaking that and saying customer appreciation week or month or whatever, 50% off new customers, welcome underneath it. I mean, that is a win-win situation, because if you're a new customer, you've never been there, and regardless of what the business is, you know, you're like, wow, they really appreciate the customers. I like to feel, who doesn't want to feel appreciated? It'd be a win-win situation. It really, truly would, man.
Well, a lot of businesses will spend a lot of money on coupons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the coupons are for new customers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know they still make the entertainment book. They probably still have it online, but you remember the old entertainment books, Jim? They come out about once a year. A lot of organizations would sell them as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
We drove 40 miles south of here, and when my wife's mother was still alive, there was this restaurant that she wanted to go to. And she lived down there, and so she met us there, and we each had an entertainment book coupon. Mm-hmm. So we go in, and they had a sign on the door that this location no longer takes those coupons or whatever. And the thing is, it was only about a month or two old. Those books came out once a year. It was only about a month or two old. And so we walked in, and sure enough, they said, oh, no, we have new owners, and they don't accept the entertainment coupon. And I'm like, we just drove 40 miles to come to your restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, do you think we ever went back to that restaurant?
No, sirree.
That's the short-sightedness of the attitude that a lot of times small businesses are not necessarily the owners. Okay. In this case, the owner had made that decision, but the message down to the staff.
Yeah.
And those are the things that a lot of times we don't want them making a decision or doing this or doing that. Mm-hmm. It's like, it boxes the business into a corner. How many restaurant isn't around anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Which is unusual. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
But, and the food really wasn't that bad. I mean, we probably would have gone back there two or three times, you know, and maybe brought other people with us.
Yeah.
But, it's sad because it's that penny wise, pound foolish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nonprofits dealing, having some type of charitable thing that you are all in supporting and being part of and volunteering for, or whatever it is that you set up for your company, you know, it will come back around to you. I know businesses, excuse me, who will pay for their employees to go and do volunteers.
They'll pay them.
Yeah. It's like, and really, if you think about it, it wouldn't really be fair. You might want to ask, if you have a lot of employees, ask them to do it, or say, hey, this is something that we're doing. We'd like you to be part of it. But imagine the investment of the business to, let's say it's a soup kitchen or something. Okay. Just as a something. Our Habitat for Humanity. Okay.
Right.
This is an important concept too, Jim. Your customers are not just the people who buy from you. Your customers are also your employees. Your customers are also your vendors. All of these people are investing in you.
Wow, that's true.
So when you say, hey, I think everybody's doing, I'd like everybody to come down and we're going to all volunteer to do this. All right. There'll be a percentage of the employees, maybe most of them, who feel like, boy, if I don't go down, I won't be in good graces with the boss, you know? So they'll grudgingly go down and do it. But what do they feel about the boss who says, I really would like you to do it. I believe in this. I'm going to be down there, and I believe in it enough that I'll pay you just like you're working when you come. Now that says to them that here's a boss who really does care.
Yes.
Here's a boss who's real. Here's a boss that I can follow, that will do the right thing by me.
And it's also a boss that's willing to set the standard, a high standard. Walk the walk, talk the talk, and demonstrate it. And that's what people are looking for, leaders in all portions of life. They got to look up the people that they respect, that they like. And how hard is that for you to do if you're the real deal deep down inside? It's not hard at all.
That same business might pay $5,000 or $10,000 to have a week's run on a local radio station, for example.
Yeah.
Why not invest in something like this that will have much long? And unless radio is good for, depending on the business, radio is good, or TV or email or whatever. Yeah. All of those, I've done all of them, okay? But what I'm saying is, when we start thinking of it like we think about those other things, that changes the paradigm. That changes.
Oh, yeah.
It's an investment. And it's not something where we spend a Saturday and we come back and say, well, I didn't get any sales from that. No, it's not that. It's an investment. And you're investing, and your community is seeing it. The people are seeing it.
Yeah.
The members of the nonprofit who are volunteering, what does that make them feel like about your business when they're seeing that? See, I mean, these are the kinds of, when we start, this is that outside the box kind of stuff that really, you've been through training that I did a few years ago. So, I mean, you know, it's like thinking outside the box is like that first day, right? It's not about who you're doing all the marketing. You can get all the people the people that you want. Who is it that you don't want?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not spinning your wheels with all of them. So, all of these are things that are
different way to
approach your business and your marketing and your community is how much difference and how much impact can you make?
A lot of good stuff we're covering here. We may have to pick this up on a part two, maybe next week or sometime, because there's a lot of good information you're covering there, Emerson. It's down to earth stuff and things that I need to hear. I know folks out there in TV land need to hear. But ladies and gentlemen, our time is gone. And on behalf of Mr. Emerson Brantley, his website is web3direct.com. Let me go ahead and put that up again. And remember, Emerson is also a member of he's a board member with the U.S. Green Chamber of Commerce. If you go to usgreenchamberofcommerce.com, click on
Great organization.
Board members, and just you'll see his smiling face there, and also contact him or his website. Excuse me, I'm clicking on the wrong thing here, ain't I? Contact Emerson Web3 Direct at web3direct.com. That's his website there. I'm just really clicking along here. You know, I'm just kind of like, you know,
there's the website. The email is similar. The email is web3 at web3 direct.
There you go. There's the web, right? Yeah.
There you go.
Now I'm a clicking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our time is gone. Thank you so very much for being with us today. We sincerely hope that you and your loved ones are healthy, happy, and blessed in all areas of your life. Look for ways to give and give back and invest in others, and you will be a happier person. Thank you so much for tuning in. Emerson, thank you so much for being here. And this show was proudly brought to you by Mr. Emerson Brantley and Web3Direct.com.